Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, Mr. Trump extends a ceasefire with Iran. Iranian activist encourages Christians to pray for a better future for Iran. And Turkey, Syria and Jordan reveal plans for a rail corridor which would avoid going through the Straits of Hormuz. Mr. Trump has extended the ceasefire with Iran, and the president of Argentina arrived in Jerusalem to sign what is being called as the Isaac Accord. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
As this report is being filed, United States President Mr. Trump has announced that the ceasefire with Iran will be extended. The two-week ceasefire had been due to expire on this past Wednesday of April 22nd, but when the Iranian negotiators refused to come back to the negotiating table in neighboring Pakistan, the Trump administration is giving Iran more time for further negotiations. Political commentators point out that a possible reason for the extension is that the Trump administration is giving Iran further time to work out who is now actually in power in Iran, the civilian government versus the Revolutionary Guards, which to an extent operates outside civilian control. During the current period still being called a ceasefire, Iran has not let go of control of the exit from the Persian Gulf, and thus as a countermeasure, the United States military is blocking any shipments coming out of Iranian ports. The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon is still holding, as Israel and Lebanon are continuing negotiations. In other news, as Israel has been celebrating its 78th year of independence, the president of Argentina, Mr. Milei, arrived in Israel to sign a new initiative being called the Isaac Accords. In the Bible, Abraham is recorded as fathering what would become both the Jewish nation and Arab nations. His son Isaac solely fathered the Jewish nation, out of which came the revelations which fostered the New Testament. So the Abraham Accords, which began 6 years ago, are basically state agreements between Israel and other Muslim nations. The newly founded Isaac Accord is an initiative for state agreements between Western states which arose out of the Judeo-Christian heritage, starting with Argentina and Israel being the two founding signers. Right now, this 7-week period between Passover and Pentecost is one of the most unusual in the history of Israel due to the regional events. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, well-known speaker and activist Marcy Mary Madah, who is an Iranian Christian who was imprisoned for her faith, talks to Paul Calvert about the historic events surrounding the death of Ali Khamenei, which led to the uprising of the Iranian people earlier this year.
How did it feel like when you heard that the Ayatollah had been killed and the war had started?
Of course, I became so happy. That was from every Iranians. We received, you know, messages and films, not only in Iran, all around the world. They started celebrating, offering cookies to each other. In Iran, of course, it's much more difficult for people to show their celebration, but still Iranian people from their apartments, their homes, they played music, they shouted, and they celebrated. Because if they come to the streets and to want to celebrate that, definitely the IRGC terrorists are going to shoot at them. But we received lots of still films and messages from Iran that generate a big hope among Iranians after hearing the deaths of Khamenei, after 47 years suppressing Iranian people and killing, murdering many innocent people.
What are the people on the streets feeling about Trump and Netanyahu at the moment? Are they really happy that they're doing what they're doing?
I shared a lot of messages and films on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Iranian people started thanking Prime Minister Netanyahu, thanking President Trump. And there is a reason for that, because for so many years, since 1979, that the revolution happened in Iran, many times Iranians came to the streets for a different reason and protest against the regime. And each time the regime suppressed people, arrested 100,000s and executed them. So they faced many different kinds of brutalities. And in 2009, for example, I was in prison. I got arrested because of my Christian faith with my friend, and we were sentenced to death by hanging. And I personally witnessed many brutalities inside prison against my cellmates. I was under so much psychological pressures to convert back to Islam. And I witnessed the execution of my cellmates, the sexual abuse of women in prison, tortures. And it was exactly during another big protest in Iran. It happened as a result of a fraud in election during presidency of Ahmadinejad. And I personally firsthand experienced the brutality of this regime, how many people got arrested, tortured, and killed. The prison cells were packed, and we didn't have enough space even to sleep in those cells. So during that protest, for example, Iranian people came to the streets. And after the government started suppressing people, they started shouting the name of Obama, who was president at that time, and asking help. And they said, are you standing with us or with this regime? Unfortunately, Obama betrayed Iranian people. He not only stood with Iranian people, he shook the bloody hands of the Ayatollahs, and he made a terrible nuclear JCPOA deal with the Iranian regime. He sent billions of cash in the airplane to the regime, which they used it later for their terrorist proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis. So Iranian people became very disappointed. But this is the only time after the nationwide protest in January, millions of Iranians came to the streets. They protest against the regime.
Do you think we're going to see a new and different Middle East and a safer Middle East once we actually get rid of all these Ayatollahs and the regime?
That's my hope. And that's why I always say that overthrow of the regime is one thing that is going to happen. But after overthrow, the regime is more important. The reason is that, you know, there are many fake oppositions and groups who wanted to take over the country. And we should not let this happen. The only oppositions that Iranian people trust, and they called his name in every city, villages, universities, it's Prince Pahlavi. They wrote his name with their blood on the wall of the streets. And the reason is that because Iranian people, after 47 years living under the rules of these terrorists, they learned their tactics, that how they deceived Iranian people for so many years through the reformists, because there are two political parties in Iran, the hardliners and the reformists. Everyone thinks that the hardliners must be eliminated because they are the major threat. But I'm telling you, the reformists are more dangerous. The reason is that because they were the ones that were able to deceive Iranian people for so many years. They trained and exported their agents to Western countries to spread the lies and propagandas, to take over, you know, politics in Western countries, to infiltrate in education system, in news media, to give a wrong advice to politicians. That's why it's very important to make sure if we are going to eliminate this evil regime, we should not, you know, save the reformists.
How can people pray today for your nation, for your country?
For example, we can pray for overthrow of this regime. We can pray for persecuted Christians in Iran. We can pray for the future of a leader of Iran. We can pray for our leaders, America and Israel. There are many prayer points that we can pray these days regarding this war. But my focus is going to be only pray against this darkness and the veil over the eyes of Iranian people, that God bring it down and open their eyes to see the truth.
For more details about her ministry, go to www.marcysjourney.com. Finally, Turkey, Syria, and Jordan are advancing a project to modernize the railway system, aiming to restore the old Ottoman railway and position the countries as key players in a possible regional transport hub connecting the Gulf states to Europe. The modern revitalized railway is expected to also connect to Saudi Arabia, enabling goods to be transported from the Persian Gulf to Europe overland, thus avoiding the Strait of Hormuz, which has become a contested area after the start of the US and Israel war against Iran. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.